You said, I asked you what a man wore, and you said a vest and a coat, mm-hmm. trousers. That would be called a three-piece
suit.
And if you didn't have an old suit, you'd go to the store and buy a
new suit.
And what would people wear just around the farm, around the ranches?
Work clothes. Trousers and shirt, ordinarily.
What about overalls? Do people wear those? Right?
Not too much here.
And
some wear coveralls.
What's the difference there?
Well, an overall is open at the top, and a coverall covers all your body.
And if I put a lot of things in my pocket, my pocket would do what?
Bulge.
And if this was a wool shirt and I wash it in hot water, it would
shrink.
And you say yesterday it
shrunk.
And what do you say your wife likes to do if you're going out and you put on a tux and you say if she was getting ready, she'd be doing what?
Getting dressed up.
Would you say she was getting dressed up if she was putting her makeup on?
Making up her face.
And what about you putting on your tux? What would you say you were doing?
Dressing because it's too tight. I put on my monkey suit.
So,
yeah.
Is this talking making your cough worse?
I don't think so. Smoking probably is.
Well, what does a woman wear right here on her?
A bracelet.
And
a watch.
And if you're putting on your monkey suit. Would you say you were getting dressed up? I mean, would you mm-hmm. have any? You would? And what would a woman wear around her neck?
Necklace.
But if it was a lot of beads, you would say it was a what? A strip?
Choker?
Would you say it was a string of beads or a string?
String of beads. A string.
And if you didn't wear a belt, what would you wear to hold up your trousers?
Suspenders.
You ever heard them called anything else?
Galluses.
And what do you carry over you when it's raining?
Umbrella.
And if you had too many people spending right here in the house, I can't imagine you not having enough room. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't, what would you put on the floor?
Pallet.
And we were talking about types of land earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for this low-lying grassland area?
Just bottom land, creek bottom or river bottom land.
And what about an area that has water standing on it most of the time?
Swamp.
Does that have trees? Or is that?
Sometimes.
Doesn't have to, though?
No.
And what about a place where the stream had just sort of washed away a lot of the land and a deep, narrow valley was cut? What would you call that?
A ditch.
If a creek ran in it, would you call it a ditch?
No, you'd call it a stream with eroded banks.
And if there was a heavy rainfall and a lot of it, what would you call it if you had a plowed field and there was a heavy rain and it washed away, eroded a large area of it?
That'd be sheet erosion.
Do you ever hear of any kind of like a gully or anything like that here?
A gully? Yeah, we have lots of gullies.
What is a gully?
It's usually a depression in the ground from erosion that doesn't always carry water.
Yes, sir.